Coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. A chance to talk it over with Derek Gould on this Tuesday afternoon. It'll be game number two coming up between the Cardinals and the Dodgers. And again, if you have a ticket, a reminder that you need to be at the ballpark 6:45 with the first pitch. If not, we'll come your way on Fox Sports Midwest at 6 o'clock. This is brought to you as well in brilliant clarity by the good folks at Lordo's Diamonds, 9222 Clayton Road in the heart of Ladue, and Mother's Day right around the corner, Easter, as well as if you're getting engaged, mention my name, and you will receive a discount on your jewelry. That's all at Lordo's Diamonds. See their selection, lordosdiamonds.com. Derek, let's start with last night. Your thoughts on the game and just how it transpired.
Snappy game, good game. You know, the Cardinals were facing the hottest team in the National League, maybe the team playing the best in baseball. You know, a team that had homered in every game, a team that boasted Cody Bellinger and really unleashed the lefties to go face Miles Michaelis. And then the Cardinals got a benefit. They, with Ryu going down there quickly with the groin strain, and you consider the fact that the bullpen the night before in Denver in a late game on a Sunday before then a flight that got them in the St. Louis at 3:30 a.m. local time had to pitch 5 1/3 innings and now had to cover all but 5 outs of a game. You know, that's a game that the Cardinals have to capitalize on, and they did. You know, they held the Dodgers to – they didn't hit a home run for the first time in a game this season. They really stymied some of the hitters that the Dodgers have that are going really strong right now, and they won. And they got the late game. I thought what John Gant did was really impressive, and I find his role and the way he's being used fascinating and very revealing for manager Mike Schilt, to be candid.
What did you think of Miles Michaelis last night?
I thought he was a guy who is figuring out the movement on his pitches and how to control them. You know, he's such a strike thrower, and last night, you know, about 54 pitches in, he was about 50-50 balls and strikes. I think he's trying to find that movement where he can challenge the strike zone and then the ball goes to the outside. Not unlike a year ago. He had that same kind of thing where, you know, getting a lot of the meatier part of the plate or none of it, and then he dialed in, and then he's getting the edges of it. And I think we saw some of that last night. You know, he retired, 10 consecutive, their first stretch, pitched very well. You know, at times he tries to elevate and doesn't elevate enough. And that's clicking in. That might be something to look for as he's, you know, in his next start is, does he elevate up further as opposed to elevate and then it's over the plate and kind of around the belly button?
Well, we saw, too, it was a spot maybe for Andrew Miller. The Cardinals, though, did not go in that direction, did they, late?
No, and that's what I mean about John Gant. You know, there was a time not too long ago where we would see the guy who finished sixth, let's say he finished sixth in a rotation, a runner-up to the opening for the rotation, and then we would see them gather dust in a long relief role. That's hardly been the case with John Gant. John Gant has 2 wins and a save on the road trip to start the year. And then against the Dodgers, the best the Cardinals have faced, let's face it, in a close game, he gets 2 innings and he gets the run of lefties. You know, Andrew Miller was available in a pinch for the Cardinals, but Tyler Webb was definitely available for the Cardinals, and they stuck with Gant. It's a non-traditional answer for those lefties, but it speaks to how they are not going to let a guy who was good enough to go to the final day as a possible starter just gather rust in the bullpen. They're going to use him. They're not going to look for a long spot for him. They're not going to look for a mop-up spot for him. They're going to look for an aggressive spot with him. And with that changeup, he's got a bit of an antidote for tough left-handed batters. And we saw that. I find that most interesting. I find the decision to not have Reyes wait around for possible low-leverage innings and instead go get scheduled innings in the minors, and the use of Gant to be some of the most revealing moves that Schilt has made here early this season.
Yeah, it seems like Brebbia and Miller are starting to advance, aren't they, in their leverage roles?
Yeah, Brebbia is going to be Brebbia kind of inherits the role that they wanted Reyes to grab by the lapels and shake. You know, Brebbia is that seventh inning guy, sort of like Edward Mojica was, right? Like, what, however many years ago. He's a guy who can, you know, face the front and back of the lineup when they're coming up in late close games. And I think he's done an impressive job, too. You know, great strikeout rate when you think about it. And then the other day, pitched around a walk to get through his inning. So, yeah. And then, you know, Miller has to get right and then get lefties out. And then the righty in between. The Dodgers are going to be a test of the Cardinals' lefties at some point in time in this series, maybe even twice in this series. The Cardinals are going to want to get their lefties against, you know, the Dodgers lefty, whether it's Jock Peterson or Kyle Seager, or I'm sorry, Corey Seager, Kyle's brother, less famous brother, right?
Right.
And then Cody Bellinger, of course. At some point in time, they're going to want to see that because that means that's a close game. That means that they likely have the lead, and that means that that's a key moment that their lefties can go in and get a left-handed batter out. That's why they're here.
When you look at tonight, Dakota Hudson back on the mound and back in the rotation, be interesting to see the second time out what he's got back in the rotation for the Cardinals.
I agree. You know, he's been really, you know, Dan, talking with him, he's been very candid and very, I think the right word is curious. You know, I had a chance to talk with him in Milwaukee and again in Pittsburgh, and he said one of the things that he's really learning and starting to understand and really enjoys about, you know, going out there and competing and going into these starts is a chance to see how his stuff plays against the best hitters in the world. And, you know, I think that, you know, when he's trying to get a feel for that, like, okay, my sinker plays this way at this level. You know, he could go out there and probably throw that sinker 80 times in a game in the minors and get it, you know, punched into the ground or struck out, you know, multiple times and have efficient, clean, quick games, get into the seventh, get into the eighth. You know, the major league hitters are going to be a little bit more judicious with their view of that sinker. And if he throws it and they know it's going to be a ball, it's a little bit like what Waka went through, right? If he can't throw the fastball for a strike, hitters can ignore Waka's changeup. So he doesn't want to get in that spot. You know, Hudson's learning some of those same things, which I find interesting.
As St. Louis looks forward to celebrating Easter, remember that Schnucks has everything you need for your big Easter meal. Schnucks carries Frick's Hams, a fifth-generation family-owned company from Washington, Missouri. Their hams are the best, and most of their pork comes from Midwest farms in Missouri, Illinois, and Iowa. This Easter, think Schnucks for hams, great sides, desserts, candy, and everything that goes along with it. Don't forget about the Schnucks Rewards app. Get everything for Easter at Schnucks.
I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. If you're even considering buying a home this year, get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Don't be the only offer on the table without a pre-approval letter from thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC.
Are you ready for the boys of summer? Well, pull up a front row seat at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinals action this season at one of their 11 area locations. During every Cardinals game, you can enjoy the new Hot Shots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza, order of boneless wings, and a bucket of Bud Family bottles, available for a great price. Also, be sure to join the party on the last Tuesday of each month this season for Hot Shots Ticket Tuesday and your shot to score a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. Don't forget to score $1 Hot Shots Tacos any day after the Cardinals score 8 or more runs. Hot Shots, proud home of Cardinal fans since 1990. Your home for all the games, all the time. Find a Hot Shots location near you. HotShotsNet.com. Hair Saloon for Men, proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. 16 locations. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage. Hair Saloon for Men. 16 locations. There's one near you. Hair Saloon for Men. It'll be interesting, too, to see how the outfielders, final question for you, Derek, we'll wrap it up here, but how the outfielders are used. Ozuna obviously hits that rope last night, but Fowler came off the bench. He's not even getting many balls out of the infield here recently, and Martinez made that start, came up with a big hit. It's tough to sit guys after they come through. So it'd be interesting this week to see how Mike Shildt plays that lineup.
Yeah, I think it's what we talked about. You know, you're going to see the steady creep of a platoon. You know, one of the things that Shildt was very clear in saying and said to us, and, you know, my understanding is he also explained it to Fowler, is, look, this does not mean that you're not starting against lefties. This does not mean that you're not going to be batting from the right side as a switch hitter. That's not what this means. What it does mean is this is a natural chance for us to get playing time for guys who also deserve it, and Tyler O'Neill and, of course, Jose Martinez. You know, the idea that, you know, you had a lefty at the end of a stretch or in the middle of a stretch of consecutive games, it just makes sense. And, you know, the more Jose does with that, the more Tyler O'Neill does with that, the more often we're going to see these double switches, the more often we're going to see the kind of play that allows for time shares in different spots, and then when one guy goes gangbusters, just takes over. And we'll see what that looks like. But we know that production is going to eventually dictate who gets the most playing time. But it just won't be like a sudden thing. It's not going to be like this hairpin turn where all of a sudden you're seeing Jose Martinez start every day, every day, every day. But you might see a situation where over the course of a week, oh, hey, wait a minute. You know, Martinez had two more plate appearances than these other guys. Or, hey, wait a minute. Tyler O'Neill had as many plate appearances in a week as, you know, Fowler did. Wow, it's happening more subtly than just with the starting lineup.
Derek, as always, great stuff, and we'll catch you up tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Dan. And then soon we'll be doing a podcast from Mexico, right?
Monterrey, I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent, sir. Yep, look forward to it. Thanks.